Can it be? It's already Thursday, and that means it's time for us to visit with Joanne Hughes from the Renaissance Shop, that one-of-a-kind place that you can find all kinds of stuff for sale. It's all gently used items and donated, and all proceeds go to the Lake Sunapee Visiting Nurse Association. Joanne, what's in store for us this week?
Oh, we always have interesting things in the shop. We have a really nice burgundy and gold love seat. It's a really beautiful fabric and very well made. The pattern is very subtle, so it's great. Looks very comfortable. I didn't try it out. the things we got in are very nice. We have a maple console table that has a lot of detail on it, and it's not a real huge one, but it's nice. Actually, we have it behind the love seat, and it goes perfectly. You know, nice to put a lamp on if you don't have end tables, so you have some light there to read. It has a couple of drawers and shelves underneath, you know, for books or anything. Really, the console tables you can use anywhere. It's a really sort of a nice, like a honey maple, really beautiful wood. And we also have do you know what tiger maple wood is?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really unusual, very pretty. We have a beautiful cabinet console in tiger maple. Very interesting. And again, it's got drawers underneath and shelves, and it's good for, you know, always nice to have things for storage in every room, you know, so you can just keep things where they are, whether it's games or books or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's you can put it up against the wall. The consoles you can use in so many places, in a hallway if you have room, or behind a sofa, up against the wall. Use them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We got some you know, one of the things, the young people seem to like mid-century furniture now.
Oh, yeah, it's all the rage.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Well, we sure get it. And we have a number of pieces, and we get you know, bedroom furniture and all sorts of furniture. And we just got a set of six mid-century chairs, very modernistic looking, you know, and really in good condition.
Wow.
Boy, how things change, huh?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And another beautiful, beautiful, the prettiest wood. It's sort of like a deep, deep cherry. It's a cabinet with, you know, shelves, cabinets at the top and shelves underneath. And it is really one of the prettiest woods I've seen. And that's the thing about the older furniture or the really good furniture. You know, it's going to hold up. It has the drawers are done perfectly. And we also have a pair of cherry nightstands. And again, the cherry is such a strong, you know, hard wood, lasts forever. We have a nice couple of nice oriental rugs. We have a cream with a blue pattern. I think it's about a 9x12. And we have a huge rug and area rug. I didn't measure it, but it looks like it must be a 12 by something. It's in the shop, and it's very neutral shades, brown and tan and cream, which is very nice. Goes with a lot of things. You know, we just have all sorts of things that you don't expect. Do you know what an arrow bed is?
An arrow bed? No, I don't.
An arrow bed, A-E-R-O.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got one when we moved into this house because we have an apartment, and you never have, sometimes when all the grandchildren and everybody's here, you never have enough beds. It's a bed that you plug in. I didn't take this one out of I don't know if it's the same as one we have, but the one we have, you plug it in the wall and it just sort of rises up to make a bed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It comes in a bag, and you put it in the closet, but you have an extra sleeping area.
Oh, bed in a bag.
And actually, the one we have was a really, really nice arrow bed. It had the dust ruffle and everything on. You just plug it in, and all of a sudden, you have a full bed.
Wow.
I think it's full size.
So presto.
You know, you just never know. They think of everything. We got a brand new Epson printer still in the box. Looks like somebody ordered it and changed their mind. So it's goodbye on that. And out in the barn, we have a green and navy and red plaid sofa. I think it's a Black Watch plaid. if you know what that is. Nice. Very nice. Very neutral. And, well, you know, we get dog carriers, cat carriers, grills and drills. We have quite a few different types of grills. And we have some, you know, we get hand tools also. We have drills. So there's always a little bit of everything. New lamps. We have a really striking chandelier, which is really unusual. And the prices are really great. So anytime, you know, one is looking for something, they should, you know, just come in the shop, because actually we had problems the last 2 weeks. We usually get things in on Fridays. And I think the last two Fridays, we had a big sale, and they couldn't deliver because of the snow.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're getting things in tomorrow, but we still have a lot of nice things in the shop, and there's always something to buy. And great gifts, very practical things for yourself, or, you know, we don't take large appliances, but we have a lot of small appliances, you know, like coffee makers and every day is different. So, you know, you may not find what you look for the first time you come in. I was talking to a gal that came in for the first time, and usually people find something, whether it's a good book or we do have, and we still have the Coach handbags, brand new. You know, if someone has a birthday coming up or whatever, it's really great. And all sorts of things. We have table lamps, some good buys in flashlights. You know, the people's, everything has gone up in price. When you go to the hardware store, I can't believe the prices sometimes for small items that you need around the house. But, you know, I notice that people come in and they'll just pick up an extra flashlight or something very useful, or a tool, or an extra cooler. So just a little bit of everything that one might have in the home. And we do get things in every day. Like I said, we get deliveries once a week, sometimes more, depending on the weather. And people are always free to drop things off, as long as we know ahead of time and we have room. Smaller things, people can just, you know, bring them by. But we, like, if it's furniture, we really need to ahead of time make sure we have enough room.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we do.
Well, that's it. And if somebody wanted to donate something, what would the number be that they would call?
603-526-6711. I started to give you a different number. 6711.
Yeah.
We're open Tuesday through Saturdays, 10 to 4. And if you do have something to donate, it's really a good cause, because we're all volunteers. And all of the money goes to the services of the Lake Senapi Region Visiting Nurse Association. So you never know when you're going to need, you know, the nurse's help. And we're lucky to have this area.
No, we very much are.
So when you do donate, it is tax deductible. We give you the forms all made out, and you're all set for income tax time. You can either bring things by, or we can make arrangements to have it picked up. And it's a good thing for the community.
The community is well off because of the efforts at that store and the efforts of all your volunteers.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Should be totally new next week. Well, you know, something's changing every day.
That's right. We'll see you next week, Joanne.
Okay, bye-bye now.